And today, we're dealing with candidates for township trustee in six of the largest townships here in Marion County: Center, Pike, Lawrence, Washington, Warren, and Wayne townships. In Indiana, the township trustee is responsible for cemeteries. In other words, if there's some abandoned cemeteries, or if back in the day somebody gave the cemetery to the township, trustees are responsible for taking care of those cemeteries. Trustees are also responsible in Decatur Township, Wayne Township, and Pike Township to provide fire service to the residents of those townships. That's residential fire service and business fire service, with the fire trucks and the hoses and the ladders and the snorkels and the whole ball of wax. But in every township in Indiana is responsible for something that is unique in this state. It is called poor relief. It is emergency relief for men and women who are down and out or temporarily without, and it is the major responsibility of trustees. We have Democratic and Republican candidates, incumbents, and challengers that will be on the program today. The Democrats will be here in our second hour. In our first hour, we have three Republicans here in the studio, and one is represented by a written statement, and will explain why. The six candidates in Pike, Lawrence, Center, Wayne, Warren, and Washington were all invited, so everybody had an equal opportunity to be here with us. In the studio with us is incumbent trustee, Republican trustee, Andy Harris from beautiful Wayne Township on the west side. Wayne Township is 38th on the north, Hendricks County on the west, basically Belmont Avenue, White River on the east, and Troy Avenue on the south. Sally Spires is the Republican candidate for Center Township Trustee. That's 38th on the north, Troy on the south, Belmont and White River on the west, and Emerson on the east. Donald Hartling is the Republican candidate for Lawrence Township Trustee. That's basically 96th Street on the north, Hancock County on the east, 38th Street on the south, and then it meanders. It goes up Emerson, and it kind of goes up one of them roads. It goes, I never remember the road, but it gets to Castleton, kind of, sort of. Castleton's in Lawrence, and Keystone of the Crossing is in that other township. They are here, and we've also, Alonzo Anderson, who's a Republican candidate in Pike Township, is a firefighter, and he could not get off of work, and we understand, you know, as a first responder, that, you know, the day job, particularly as a firefighter, is very, very important. But he graciously sent us a statement, and we'll share that in just a hot second. As we always do, we ask each of the candidates to begin, and we ask them why they're running. And we're going to go in alphabetical order, and then we begin with Trustee Andy Harris. Andy, welcome. Good to see you again. Why are you running for re-election?
Well, first of all, Amos, thank you very much for having me here. I'm going to be running because what we're able to do out in the community. Let me tell you, everything that we've been able to accomplish in the last 4 years, working with the Inside Wayne community from Hallville, Hawthorne, working with our churches, Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, working with that community, so many programs that we've been able to offer, and that's why I want to continue to run. Also with the school clothing, emergency assistance, and plus our fire department. We have a class fire department that, in my opinion, is the best fire department in the state of Indiana.
Right. All right. Donald Hartling, you are the Republican candidate for Lawrence Township Trustee. Welcome. Why are you running?
Well, I've got to tell you, I gave it a great deal of thought before I decided to do this, but I think that one of the things is, that, and thank you very much for explaining what the trustee does, is that I found out that most people, or at least a majority of the people, don't even have an idea mm-hmm. or a clue what the trustee does. Mm-hmm. And two, they have, certainly have no idea who it is. Mm-hmm. So, and as you also probably know, there's been a movement in Indiana that was called the Kernan-Shepard Commission, right. That there was even a possibility there wouldn't be such thing as a trustee. And in Lawrence, many of the duties have changed, and in fact, the trustee's a little bit different, or maybe less than it ever was. Mm-hmm. Having said that, it's my belief that if we're going to have a trustee, we need to change that concept and make the trustee have value. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to do. And what I'm saying, then, is that the trustee, for the majority, is having to do with dealing with emergency services. What I say is that we need to take it one step farther. I remember many years ago, maybe about you and I might be the only ones that can remember that, back in the late 60s, I was involved in starting the suicide prevention line here in Indianapolis. And with that in mind, the big thing learning about that is that it was only to deal with the emergency, but to take it one step farther to try to get people to take advantage of the resources. That's what needs to be done. Certainly when people come to the trustee, we have a responsibility and, quite frankly, something we need to take to do to help people in a moment where they are need resources. Mm-hmm. But the second step is to, shall we say, explore why that occurred and help them to go into the future to take availability and have that resources so that in the future they possibly can do this for themselves. After all, that's what we're all trying to do, is help people be self-sufficient and help them to be, shall we say, have self-esteem and do things for themselves.
Sally Spires, you are the Republican candidate for Center Township Trustee. Good to see you again. Welcome. Why are you running?
Good to be here again. And first, thank you for having us here. I admire the work you do to make sure your voters are informed mm-hmm. about the candidates who are running. I'm running because I think we can do a much, much better job of managing the resources and the assets that are available for poor relief. Center Township doesn't have a fire department, and I don't think we have many little cemeteries. So it's nearly all poor relief, and we spend way too many dollars on overhead and not enough dollars effectively assisting people who need assistance. My background has been working for government most of my career, at the federal, state, and local levels, with a passion for making government more user-friendly and more cost-effective and more efficient. And I think we need all of those in the Center Township Trustee's office.
239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's name is your opportunity to talk to the candidates for Township Trustee, Republican candidates in Center, Lawrence, and Wayne. 239-1310. 239-1310. Or you can send me an email at praiseindia.com or a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. Alonzo Anderson is the Republican candidate for Pike Township Trustee. His day job did not allow him to be here. He graciously sent us a statement, and we graciously agreed that we would read his statement as he wrote it in its entirety, and it begins, "My name is Alonzo Anderson, and I am running for Pike Township Trustee. I am running for trustee because Pike needs a fresh face with new energy as the leader of its township government. Pike has had the same trustee for 10 years, which is far too long for anyone to be in the position, regardless of whether that person did a good or bad job. It is my goal to renew a sense of pride into Pike Township. Allow me to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a firefighter for the city of Monrovia in Monroe Township. I began my career as a firefighter as a new recruit in the 2003 class for the Indianapolis Fire Department. However, when Perry Township's fire department merged with IFD, they no longer needed our class. So while I waited for another chance, I worked as a mortgage banker for Regions Bank. My career aside, my greatest accomplishment is my family. I've been married to my wife, Shanita, for almost 13 years. We have two lovely daughters, ages 11 and 6. Let me tell you what I plan to do as Pike Township trustee. As a banker for several years, I helped Pike Township residents qualify for home loans. It was from that experience that I know the importance of skilled budgeting and the devastation that financial illiteracy causes families. In many cases, I educated families on how to become more financially stable. The role of a trustee is to assist in providing poor relief and to keep the township in budget. Fortunately, there is no thing preventing a trustee from also implementing financial literacy programs to aid residents as well. This is what I plan to bring to Pike as its trustee, and my experience as a mortgage banker will serve me well. I would also like to bring transparency to Pike Township government. Why? Because transparency creates more efficient government, promotes safety and better community relations, and will bring to a close the issue of whether to merge Pike Fire with IFD. How do I know that transparency is an issue? Because Pike Township does not have a website. There is no online presence for residents to receive information about programs available to them or to receive information about the issues that impact their community. This is inexcusable in 2014. For more information about me and my campaign, and I'll read his website when we get to the end. Here's the Pike Township, signed Alonzo Anderson, 239-1310, 239-1310. Trustee Andy Harris, in Mr. Anderson's statement, he talks briefly about whether Pike Fire should merge with IFD. When I looked at his website, he outlines the arguments, but really doesn't say in the clear one way or another. You are a trustee of one of the three townships that maintain their fire department. If you're reelected, will you continue that posture?
Since I've been trustee, and even before then, every consolidation bill that's been brought up to legislation is not for the benefit of the residents or the firefighters. Mm-hmm. Every bill changes year to year. I'm curious to see what this coming year brings. Example, for last year, they were going to take our EMS service. They were going to cut that in half, which means longer run time for our residents in need for EMS service. They would not have the fire prevention program that we offer out in Wayne Township. Since consolidation of all the other townships, they've only increased that by one employee, up to six employees doing fire prevention for all of the other townships that have consolidated. Mm-hmm. We're very engaged with their schools, if not daily, doing fire prevention programs, helping students to read from fire prevention programs. Just very engaged. Unless I see a bill that benefits our residents and those firefighters, that's fair. I cannot support consolidation. I would not support my community in Wayne Township getting less.
239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons Davis. And the purpose of having these candidates on there is not for me to ask the questions, but to have, for you all of you listening, to have the opportunity. So let's get right to it and begin today with Marshall. Hi, Marshall.
Hey, how you doing, Amos?
Fine.
Well, and how are you doing today?
I think they're all fine, too. What's up?
Okay, yeah, I'm just here to talk a little bit about Andy Harris over there. He's a real good guy. We give him accolades for all that he has done over there in that Wayne Township school area. And I'm really impressed with the new fire department he put there and all the help he has done for us, making sure that the needy is really taken care of. So, Andy, this is Marshall Lewis, and I just want to wish you well and keep the work, keep things going as you got them. I hope we can get you back. God bless you all.
I appreciate it. Let me go to Antonio at 239-1310. Hi there. Antonio? Antonio going once. Antonio?
Yes, this is Antonio. I'm with Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, where Ralph A. Gray is our pastor.
Yes, sir.
And I'm trying to give a shout out to Andy Harris. We done our first annual back to school program, and he was right there helping us put up the tent and everything. And so we definitely want to lend our support out to him. He's just a wonderful guy, and we look forward to supporting him in this campaign.
All right, 239-1310. I appreciate that, Antonio. Andy's blushing. 239-1310. 239-1310. Let me go to David Hartling. You talked a little bit about, you know, residents of townships not knowing who their trustee is. And obviously the first two callers, they know their township trustee, Wayne Township. How important is it that this particular office, which is not a countywide office, is really an area-wide office, is an opportunity for government to really touch people at the neighborhood and the cul-de-sac and the block level?
Well, first of all, as an aside, actually I go by Jeff.
Okay.
But I answer to anything.
All right, Donald Jeff. Okay, here we go.
There we go.
There we go. All right.
Well, I think Andy's the prime example. I think that if you're going to have local government, it's extremely important, and by the way, I'm in favor of it, mm-hmm. for people to be able to reach out and be touched by it so they understand what's available to them. After all, one of the biggest problems we have, and I think it's in Lawrence to a certain extent, is that the people don't know what's available to them, and if they do know about it, they don't know how to take avail of it. Example would be the small claims court. One of the things that I've talked with Clark Ryan, who's a small claims judge out there, is we hope to do at least several times a month have workshops for people to come in to learn how to take avail of the services, small claims being one of them. I'm an attorney, and my experience has been that most people think that to be able to take and use the small claims, they've got to have an attorney.
Okay.
Far from true. So I think that's the point, that I think it is important whether they know the name or not, that they understand what the trustee's position is and how it can be of service. And that's not, that's everybody. That's retired people, veterans, whatever it might be. Those types of services need to be available to them and have a place to go to be what I would call a traffic cop.
Do we, one of the things that comes up on this program from listeners, and doesn't matter which township they live in, is we've got programs to help people if you need clothing. We've got programs in this county to help people if you need furniture. We got programs in this county to help people if they need food. Where the safety net doesn't fully work is in housing. If for some reason or another you had a job and the bottom fell out of that job, the employer is fighting you on unemployment, so you don't have that coming in. And then they're having to deal with the township trustee, and then the trustee staff look and say, well, wait a minute, you just had this great income. Now you know, we can't necessarily help you. Does the system need to relook at how emergency housing is handled? Is that one of the areas of this community we could do a better, you know, all nine townships could do a better job at?
Well, Amos, I want to say, you know, it's emergency assistance, and we have a lot of people. We hope we never fall upon hard times, but what happens if you're...
But you've been trustee during hard times.
Very hard times. We get people that come in, they have to decide, life is going great, but their child gets sick. Do we buy their medication for them to help them through? Do we buy their food or help them pay their rent because they spent all that money on that child's medication? So maybe they're short on rent. That's an emergency situation, and we will be there. We help 100% of the people that are qualified. But the housing end of it, you know, there's different avenues. We can look at the federal end, different ways people can help. But on our end, when they come and apply for us, you know, we can't look at what they've had in the past. I mean, we all can have a great income, but sometimes we all can fall upon a hard emergency situation, and that's the job of the trustee to be there to help that individual.
Sally Spires, you want to be the trustee of the township that has, in virtually every category, the highest rates of poverty, whether it's overall, whether it's in every minority group, even among whites, in terms of the unemployed. If you are elected, what would you do differently to reallocate more resources to legitimate emergency poor relief?
Okay. Flip answer is pretty much everything. What I would start by doing is focusing more on partnerships. I think we don't need to reinvent the wheel and create a job training program when there are good job training programs already out there. There are good services provided by faith-based agencies and social service agencies that we could take advantage of. And I think I would work to bring together all the people who are involved in social services and start connecting the dots so we don't have one agency for this and another agency for that, but a more coordinated effort. But I would bring in more of what's already out there and not create new programs.
If you're elected, would you cash in the buildings? I mean, the Center Township Trustee has a big building on Massachusetts Avenue, which back in the day wasn't worth a lot now. My Lord, I'm sure there are people knocking on the door, please sell this building to me so I can build a brewery or something.
I understand he has it on the market now for $6 million. I would take a look at that. I don't think the trustee should be in the property management business. I think that distracts from other functions, and I think we spend too much time fixing up properties and then not using them to help poor people. But I'd have to take a look at it.
Yeah, in Lawrence Township, Jeff Hartling is one of the challenges when I look at the statistics for Lawrence Township for 2012 from the Census American Community Survey. Your overall poverty rate in the township is below that for the county as a whole. Even among African Americans, it's below that. But that also means that when a person, you know, hits hard times, they may be reluctant to come to you because it's something that they've never experienced before.
I think that's a valid point. Although I would say to you that from what little research I've done, most of the people that do come most of the people have a need, a dramatic need. But right. It is true that people are, and sometimes pride gets in their way.
Right.
And I think we've all experienced that you want to reach out for help. But I think that's really what I'm saying is that we need to make these resources more available in the sense that they know about it. I think that other than just coming into the trustee's office, being that there should be opportunities, and I explain this as being workshops where people can come in and learn about other things and how they can attack their problems and their needs.
Should those kind of workshops be a condition of receiving benefits?
They shouldn't be a condition.
Mm-hmm.
That's my belief at this time. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they wouldn't partner, but I mm-hmm. think they could be something that would be available and might honestly be something that we would suggest that they take available, not because it's meant to be in any way punitive,
right.
but something that could be helpful to them in getting out and being able to, shall we say, take care of themselves, which is really what everybody wants to do.
Back to the phones and Lynette at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yes, I live in Pike Township, and it is so horrible. It's so hard to get assistance. I have applied after losing my job, and just because I had funds in my account the month before, I was denied. But I didn't have the money for my rent that month, and they wouldn't help me.
When you say you had funds in your account, are you talking about your checking or your savings account?
In my checking account the month before I lost my job.
Okay. And at the time... Yeah, go ahead.
And the next month, they go by the 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I had money before I lost my job. Okay, in my account, I didn't have any more money. And they denied me for rental assistance.
Let me go to the active trustee that is here, Andy Harris and Wayne. I know each township has slightly different rules and regulations. They aren't uniform or in lockstep. But is that a normal thing that if somebody comes in and assistance, you run a check on everything? If they've got money in their bank account, that could cause a denial of service?
Well, first, Amos, I want to say most of the regulations should be pretty well the same.
Mm-hmm.
The situation happens there, and I'm not exactly for sure, I don't have the case in front of me, but I know they look at the last 30 days of receipts that you show. I don't know what this young lady's situation may have been. That caseworker or that trustee up in Pike may have looked at some of the expenditures that she may have had, may have not have been wise expenditures. But needless to say, we would review it. If it was an emergency situation and it looks like, you know, the last 30 days that they were spending their money as wise as they could, I don't understand why they wouldn't help that individual, but I don't have that in front of me.
Lynette, I'm going to ask a question. Did you appeal the decision?
No, I didn't. Well, let me ask you this. You said in your account, spending your money, you know, likewise. Okay, who knows they're going to lose their job? So who, I mean, I didn't budget according to losing my job. I budgeted according to my expenses. My household expenses.
Let me also ask Trustee Harris, are a lot of the regulations you adhere to regulations that you and the elected township board come up with, or are these state regulations?
State regulations. The only thing that we might adjust is rent, how much we might pay in rent assistance.
Mm-hmm.
For example, an apartment up in Lawrence Township might cost a lot more than an apartment over in Wayne Township. So that can vary. But basically the regulations that we follow through, the guidelines we follow through are exactly the same.
Do a lot of people who come to you for assistance and you and your staff deny, do they appeal, which is the right of every individual?
We don't get a lot of appeals at all.
No. I did not.
In Wayne Township, we don't get a lot of appeals.
Okay.
No, and I did not appeal it. I also had one situation where I lost my brother and had to fly home. I had my flight. I had the receipt where I took a flight, had my rental receipt, and still got denied. So Pike Township, everybody always get denied.
But one thing I recommend that you do, sometimes the trustee's office might not be able to help, but I tell you what, there's a lot of other resources. Your local Lions Club, Kiwanis Club, some of your churches, definitely step up. You know, when we can't meet by the guidelines, if we have clients that come in and they just don't meet the guidelines in order for us to help them. I have a lot of other resources in Wayne Township, and I'm sure Pike does too, that will assist clients, and those are relationships that we build over the years.
All right, appreciate it. 239, and we'll ask the incumbent when they get here about the situation in Pike. 239-1310, 239-1310. Zaps News Namus. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Sally Spires, Andy Harris, Donald Jeff Hartling. They're Republican candidates in Center, Wayne, and Lawrence for Township Trustee. More of our conversation, your opportunity to talk to the candidates on the issues that are important to you. It's Zaps News with Amos on a Tuesday.
Hi, this is Linda Elsie Clements, and when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
With candidates, Republican candidates for Township Trustee, Sally Spires in Center, the incumbent trustee, Andy Harris in Wayne, Donald Jeff Hartling in Lawrence, back to the phones in M&M. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Amos?
I'm fine. What's up?
Well, I had a good, I can say I had one time a good review with Lawrence. I had lost my job, and I went in with the necessary papers and everything. And when I went in, I guess I must have had, it ain't no guess, I had favor with God, because you hear so many negative things about the trustees, that I went in and everything was wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and got assistance. And I'm like, am I finished? Are you sure? And it shocked me, but it was well. But the thing of it is, it concerns me about everyday people now. What are the incumbents going to do about customer service, regardless whether it's Lawrence or wherever? When people are in on hard times, the last thing we need to come into your agencies and be treated like I don't know what. I wasn't treated like that, but there were so many stories that people that are. When are you guys going to stand up and hold these people accountable of how you treat the poor relief when they come in for assistance?
Let me start around with Sally Spires. If you're elected, how important is customer service? How important is the person treated, you know, not as somebody down on their luck, but as, you know, in the spirit of Judeo-Christian brotherly love?
Oh, I think it's totally important. And that's one of the areas that I would want to improve right away. I think it's appalling if you go to the Center Township Trustee's office, there is a sign on the front door directing clients to use the back door.
Mm-hmm.
That sends the wrong signal in my mind. I think people should be uplifted and not put down, and particularly in that situation.
Jeff Hartley.
Well, you know, I'm a small businessman. That's how I've made it through my life. And I certainly am well aware that if you don't provide good service and good relationships, that's what it's all about. I'm very pleased to hear that. I must say to you that I want to make it clear that I have no truck at all with the people that Russell Brown, who's out there in Lawrence. I think he's done an excellent job. And I have to say that the people I've came in contact with have nothing to say other than they've tried. Now, I would suggest that on occasion, any place is going to have a problem. Mm-hmm. But it's like anything else. It's like going to JCPenney or any place. If the person doesn't know about it, in other words, if I'm elected trustee, I can assure you that I would personally want to know if there's a problem, because you can't in any way, shape, or form fix a problem if you don't know about it.
Andy Harris.
Amos, that's a good question. I tell you what, in Wayne Township, all of our area that we see the clients in, everything is videotaped. We have audio. We continue to do training on customer service. We look at every one of those clients that come in as our brother, as our sister, maybe as our mother. How can we help them? And if we can help them, how we can direct them to other services. So all those clients need to be treated with respect. We do continued education on those processes on how to treat the clients, treat them better. Always give people respect. It's tough for people to come in there and ask for help.
Back to the phones and anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yes, I'd like to say this. You cannot have utilities paid and not have a roof over your head. Now, every year they have an allotment for utilities, and they'll pay $300 or $400, you know, which could be rent, for your utilities. But for some odd reason, you can't get rental assistance. Working people sometimes need, even rental assistance sometimes. Not people that aren't working. I'm saying people that do work sometimes need help. 20 years ago, I went to the trustee's office, and I was in that situation where I wasn't working. I lost my job, and I was looking. I mean, I was looking for jobs, but I couldn't pay my rent that month. They asked me what I had in my home. It was very embarrassing. I didn't have but the bare minimum, a TV. I didn't have a home phone, different things like that. And they were asking me to sell things. Well, sir, could you sell your watch or could you sell, you know, could you sell something to possibly pay your rent? What I'm saying is if they can help you with utilities once a year when it gets cold, can they have a thing where they could at least allot you something on your rent? Maybe once a year or once every 6 months, not every month. But just something to that effect, and I'll get off the phone. Thank you.
That's an interesting thing. Is that that's something that has to be done at the General Assembly's level? Because it seems to me this would be a problem in all 1,008 townships in Indiana.
Well, Amos, I want to say every 30 days we reevaluate everybody. It's not once a year we might help with utilities, and then the next month rent. Every 30 days you could come in with an emergency situation where you might need help with rent and utilities. So
I think what he was talking about with the utilities, I think he was talking about the annual weatherization, you know,
energy assistance program.
The energy assistance program.
Exactly.
But then I think he was also talking about the person who has an, and I think this is where some of the housing things come in. The person has income. And then all of a sudden it's an illness bill coming up or an auto accident. You have insurance coming up or, the roof caved in on your house and you need to repay the roof, but you're renting the house from somebody and you're responsible for the repairs. Some semi-catastrophic economic impact impacts you. And then you've got a cash flow problem. And hey, you know, if somebody could help me $200, $300, $400, I could carry over their rent. But when they go to a trustee's office, you're looking at the regulations, and the regulations say, wait a minute, you got all these assets over here. You could change your cell phone plan or something. Is that, I think that's what the caller was addressing. Is that, that's something that's more the legislature is going to have to deal with that?
Well, legislators can always.
I'm sorry, Jeff kind of was shaking his head another way. Go ahead, Andy. I'll
okay.
Go to Jeff.
Legislators can always help out with adjustments on the law. You mentioned two things there. You mentioned a cell phone bill. A state of Indiana looks at a cell phone bill as wasted resources. I could direct an individual to a free phone that that individual could get. You mentioned auto insurance. State guidelines say auto insurance, car payments, wasted resources. Yeah, we need people to go to work. They got to have those resources. Again, when we look at those type of things, we really try to look over the last 30 days. You can pretty well tell if a person fell upon a hard time. And if they did, we try not to let those little things, stop us from helping that individual. We're there to help.
Jeff Hartling, I saw a little shaky head there. Was you want to add something?
No, actually, he answered quite well. I don't think the legislature is what's involved here. I think that really the question is, and it wasn't clear to me exactly what the gentleman was saying, although I do appreciate where he was going with it. But I think really is that 30 days and 60 days a year, what you're looking for is a pattern. If somebody has a problem every 6 months with their rent, well, then maybe he needs to have somebody counsel him or talk about what maybe there might be some alternatives. Maybe he needs to look for another place. Maybe he needs to get a part-time job. I have no idea what that might be, but certainly we want to put him in a position that he's comfortable with going forward. I don't think that any trustee office, certainly any is saying the same thing that I believe, is that if somebody comes in and has an issue that's an emergency situation and this 30-day period, if he has another one that's 60 days out or 45 days out, I think anybody at this table is going to jump up there if it's appropriate and help them with some assistance. I think that's what we're all saying. But if it's a pattern, that needs to be visited.
Back to the phones and another anonymous. Hi there.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What's up?
Yes. I had a question.
Okay.
And I was wondering what the guidelines were for these trustees' office, because I lost my job and I went in there for help, I guess about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was told, outside of breaking my leg on my job, then I got denied. And it was only for, like, working people, and that was in the Pike Township.
Okay.
And I didn't understand that.
Were you laid off? Were you fired? Did you quit?
No, I was laid off.
You were laid off?
I was working. I had been working for Tim Service for Better more than 2 years on the same site, and the work finally, you know, like, went out, and they didn't have anywhere else to send me at that particular time, so I couldn't pay my rent, and I didn't know I was laid off, so that following month, I couldn't pay my rent. So I went to the township office, and I just got denied, and the man told me, you know, it was for basically people, employed people that maybe broke their leg or got hurt on the job and couldn't pay their rent.
Did you appeal? Did you appeal the decision?
No, because by the time I was going to do that, I had found me another job. But, you know, but I was just, it was just crazy to me. You have to break your leg on a job, you know, in order to get help. I didn't understand
it. We get reaction when the folks from Pike are here in our next hour. Let me go to Alicia at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
My position that I hold, I help a lot of community members on the west side. I had a family at one point. The mom had cancer and was not working. And several students in school. The issue became I took them to the trustee in Wayne Township to try to give some assistance, and they were denied. They had no car at that point. So sometimes you can ask somebody, you know, where like, can you get a few things off the dollar menu? But they wanted them to have all the receipts of everything that they spent money on, like, over the last 30 days. And, I mean, like, who would really think to do that, was my comment.
And how long ago was this?
It was 3 to 4 years ago.
3 to 4 years ago.
But it prevented me from using the resource again because, like, seldom, you know, do my low-income families, you know, like, keep receipts. I mean, you know, a lot of them
All right, hold on, Alicia. Let me ask the trustee of Wayne Township because you're in Wayne Township. Why the requirement for every little receipt? Because there's some households where the particularly the lady of the household keeps receipts religiously. There are other households that take the receipt and throw them away in the wastebasket on their way out of the store.
Sure. One, you don't have to have every little receipt. It does help us make a decision. We also like to be able to look at bank records. A lot of people anymore are not even using cash. They use their little debit cards, and so that could show us a pattern. I'm not exactly for sure what her situation was. That could have been the previous administration. It could have been my administration because that was 3 or 4 years ago. But and we would not recommend anybody eating off a dollar menu. We would refer people to other resources out there if we didn't help them with the food voucher and a lot of different food pantries. Fast food is not a good way of spending your dollars.
239-1310. Back to the phones in John. Hi there.
Well, hello there, folks. John Warren, Center Township Board, 5th District. We're having our township board meeting tonight at 5 o'clock. If anybody would like to show up, I believe you have the candidate that's running against the current trustee. So please, if, you know, we've never had a Republican candidate come over before the election that I ever recall, and I've been on the board now 13 years.
Where
only
are you
Republican
meeting?
On the board. So
where do you meet?
The Julia Carson Center, 300 East Fall Creek Parkway North Drive.
What time?
Meet 5 o'clock.
All right. You see, and John, being a member of the board, he probably introduced you. Sally in the room.
I don't know the lady, but I'd be more than happy to meet her. Like I say, I this is to get the whole public out, but since I heard there was a candidate there, I'm taking advantage of that too. If you know me, I've talked to you since you were on TV, young man.
Yeah, I mean, we're growing old together, John. I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our many moments with Republican candidates for our township trustee in Center, Wayne, and Lawrence Township. And then in our 2 o'clock hour, we'll have Democrat incumbents and candidates in Lawrence, Wayne, Warren, Center. Who am I leaving out? Pike and other places. This afternoon's with Amos for a Tuesday.
This is Darren Gray from All Pro Dad, and you're listening to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310 The Light. Indy source for inspiration and praise.
Next Tuesday, we will have the Republican and Democratic candidates for Marion County Assessor. Those are the people that assess your property. Marion County Auditor. That's the person that pays the county's bills, and the county recorder of deeds. They keep the deed to your property. And then on the 30th of September, two Tuesdays from today, we'll have the Republican and Democratic candidates for Marion County Clerk of the Circuit Courts. They're the ones that handle all the paperwork for the court system. They're the ones that also are in charge of supervising our elections. They also have the administrative function of making sure to get the child support money in the right account. And so those candidates will be there. And then we will start school board candidates on Wednesday, October the 1st, with the candidates for Lawrence Township and Washington Township School Board. Then on Tuesday, October the 7th, the candidates for Warren Township School Board. On Wednesday, October the 8th, the candidates for Pike and Wayne Township School Board. And then on October 14th, the candidates for IPS School Board Districts 3 and 5. And on the 15th, which is a Wednesday, the candidates for IPS School Board at large. 239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's name is back to the phones and anonymous. Hi there.
Hey, Amos. How you doing? Sir, I hope all is well with you and your candidates. I have a question that I'd like to ask specifically towards the Wayne Township trustee.
Uh-huh.
That's a two-part question, if that's okay.
Well, two-part. All right. Make it quick now. We're running short time now. Okay.
So, in seeing that, you know, the government offices should be a reflection of the people that they serve, what are your plans if you are elected again to have an office that is as diverse as the population you serve, seeing as though that when you were first elected, you terminated 6 to 7 African-American employees and you rehired white employees to fill those positions, knowing that African-Americans use your office? That's the first question. And then the second question is, when you ran last time, you made a big campaign promise and actually touted it on a popular news station that you would give back department vehicles that belong to the Wayne Township Fire Department. Since then, and that you would not drive them since then, public record shows that you drive a department vehicle for the fire department, as well as your chief deputy trustee, a position that you said you would eliminate, and that you get free gas for these vehicles, and you don't have emergency personnel training, and public records indicate that you've been in a vehicle accident in this government vehicle. What are your plans if you're elected again to not renege on those promises? I'll hang up and listen.
It sounds like either Rafael Sanchez's cousin, Kara Kenny, or Sandra Chapman's cousin, Trustee Andy Harris.
That'd be Mr. Aaron Williams. I'm familiar, Mr. Aaron Williams. To answer all of his questions, the individuals that were let go when I came trustee was Mr. Baird's two brothers, girlfriends, family members that were let go.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, state of Indiana frowns upon nepotism. And so in my administration, we do not have nepotism.
Mm-hmm.
With the hirings, his numbers are inaccurate. It's not factual at all.
Mm-hmm.
We've hired many African-Americans, Spanish. Our caseworkers in the township trustee's office reflects the community that we serve.
What about this vehicle you drive?
Oh, the vehicle. I definitely have a Wayne Township Fire Department vehicle that I do drive. And with that vehicle, I am the only trustee in the state of Indiana that's on call 24/7. I go out at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock, the fifth pager went off right now. I go out and I help fire victim assistance, natural disaster assistance. Here just a month ago, I went out and helped an individual whose son, out at Ben Davis, out on the west side, sadly say he committed suicide. And those parents didn't have, they didn't want to stay in that home that night. And on my way, within 7 minutes, from the time I got that call, before I even got to the scene, I had a hotel, free hotel available for those parents to go and their child to go that night, and also had a company coming in to clean up, unfortunately, that mess. So I'm out there. It's for only I use it for community meetings, all the meetings I go to, and for the victim assistance.
Trustee, let me ask a real dumb question. If you've got a fire department under you, does the chief report to you?
The chief definitely reports to me.
So you are you are over the fire service.
Exactly.
So you're no different than if you were the mayor of
exactly.
of Lagodi. and Lagodi had a fire department, and there was a 511 alarm fire in Lagodi, I would think the mayor of Lagodi, if he was in town, would go by the fire just to see his fire department working. Hey, is there anything I can do to help y'all? You know, can I carry a hose? Can I go get some coffee, you know, to pass out to the guys and ladies?
Well, and that's exactly why I do it. I mean, we could have a firefighter who stepped away from actually working that fire, maybe getting the air tanks for the firefighters or helping with the hose or whatever, with that fire. What I do, I let them work at fire and I handle those customers. And I am Indiana law enforcement certified. Mm-hmm. I've been through vehicle operations. So he has some information that's not factual.
Let me go to Gervais at 2. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. At 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
Fine.
I have a question for Warren Township Trustee's Office.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to know, why is it so hard to get some sort of help with you guys? Like, I have 5 children, live in low income, and I receive child support. I'm going to go ahead and say that. Now, I receive $320 a month for 5 children, and I tried to get help for school clothes, and they told me, well, if I live low income and I receive $320 a month, then why am I calling them for help?
So you were trying to get help for school uniforms?
Yes.
All right, and they denied you why?
I didn't even go in for an appointment when I
Wait a minute. You called them on the phone.
Yes, to make an appointment.
Wait a minute. They told you, we don't think we can help you, but you never went in with your documentation and set up the appointment?
Correct, because the man said he couldn't help.
See, then that's where you messed up. You should have gone in there with all your documentation and made them make a decision. Just because somebody said on the phone, I don't think, that's not a decision. You've not gone through the process.
Okay, well, I didn't go in because of what he said.
All right. Did you get his name?
No, I did not.
Did you call back and ask to speak to his supervisor?
No, I did not.
Well, then how does the person at the top of the pyramid in Warren Township know about this problem?
Okay, well, this is something that the township office is known for doing, so
right.
I figured why wasn't my time. I'll go ahead and get it the best way I can get it.
When did this happen?
August.
Of this year?
No. At the end of July, yes.
At the end of July. And you did not report it to the trustee out there?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I got assistance from the school.
You got assistance from the school, all right? And Trustee Harris, who's in another township on the other side of town, if somebody called your office and some employee said no, the person still should feel yes and come in and apply.
Well, one employee shouldn't be saying no. They should, until you get all the facts in front of you, you just don't know the full story. In Wayne Township, we since July the 1st, we have given out $99,000 in school assistance. That's over 1,600 kids for school clothing. 1,600 kids that are in need. We're still accepting appointments for school clothing until the end of the month. So if you live in Wayne Township, 241-4191, if you need school assistance.
Gervais, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
In Warren Township?
Yes.
All right, do me a favor. The next time you call any government office and somebody in the government office says no, and you don't make the call to their supervisor, you've done yourself and that office a disservice.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let me go to Larry. He'll be our last caller with Republican candidates for Township Trustee. Hey, Larry.
How are you doing, Amos?
Bye.
You know the deal with the trustees and our medical services. They're being deluged by the people that are coming here from other countries. When you go on the Eskenazi or the trustee's office, they get top priority. They don't have to give any kind of a background or anything. When they go in there, they have to help them. So I think that we're sitting around looking like
Let me ask Trustee Harris, mm-hmm. that serves a township that's very diverse. If somebody comes over here and just walks in off the street, mm-hmm. and they don't speak a word of English, how do you handle that, Trustee?
Well, you always have to bring the proper information. You have to have proper ID. You have to be a U.S. citizen.
Oh, wait. You don't help anybody unless they're a citizen of this great country?
You're exactly right, sir.
Oh.
So, no, there is one exception.
One exception.
With our kids. When it comes to applying for school clothing, I can make the rule as a trustee to help kids of parents that might not be legal citizens. But if these kids are in our public schools,
mm-hmm. they've been admitted in the public school.
Yeah, they've been admitted in public schools, but those parents did not have school clothing for those kids. We do assist those if they still qualify.
Mm.
That's the only time, and it's only helping those children. It's not helping those parents.
Is that also Jeff Hartling and Sally Spires reinforcing that the township system does not serve non-citizens, that it's citizen only?
I believe that's in the law.
Okay, that's in the rule book. That's in the law book.
That's correct. But he didn't quite say that. I think that you need to really listen to what he said, and I know you did.
Yeah.
Is that I think that what he indicated is that children are exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's pretty much across the board, that if children are in need and there is they meet the qualifications regarding to income, et cetera, that there's always going to be aid available to them. And one other point I just make that he once again, this gentleman's extraordinary. I admire mm-hmm. him a lot. That what he said is that all the trustees, I think, and quite honestly, I can't believe that regardless of party affiliation, they're all out here to try to help people. But the people have to help themselves in knowing that they have to work with the system. It's a shame, but there is a system there. And I suggest to you that if they're willing to be patient and work with people, they'll probably get the result, assuming they qualify, that they desire.
Our standard closing question to all candidates, if people want more information about your campaign, how do they get a hold of you, Sally Spires, the Republican candidate for Center Township Trustee? How do people get a hold of you?
I have a Facebook page, and they can contact me either by phone at 635-0347, or my email is spires746. It's spires746@AOL.com.
And Donald Jeff Hartling, Republican candidate for Lawrence Township Trustee. How do people get a hold of you?
Hard to give numbers out. People don't remember them. But my name is Hartling, Hartling. If you Google that, you're going to find everything that I've got, my email address, et cetera. And I'm certainly available. And I ask to be contacted because I believe that as a partnership, I'm looking for ideas that we can make the trustee have value. And that comes through a partnership with the people of Lawrence.
Trustee Andy Harris is the incumbent Republican in Wayne Township on the campaign side. How do people get a hold of you and your campaign?
You know what? What's awesome is neighborhood meetings. I'm at every neighborhood meeting in Wayne Township. So you can reach me there personally, but if you can't make it there, my cell phone number, area code 317-313-9450. Or if you want to email me at Wayne Township. That's all one word. WayneTownship at hotmail.com. But again, I'm at every neighborhood meeting. Come out and see us.
And Alonzo Anderson could not break away from his duties as a firefighter for the city of Monrovia and Monroe Township down in Morgan County. But if you want more information about his campaign, you can visit him at alonzoanderson.com. That's alonzoanderson.com. Donald Jeff Hartling, Andy Harris, Sally Spires. Guys, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you, Amos.
When we come back, and both sets of candidates will be nice to each other on the transition. But when we come back, we'll have Democratic candidates for Township Trustee. It's Afternoons with Amos on Candidate Tuesday after these.